Good morning, Vital MTB listeners. This is Jason Schroeder again. It's Friday morning, day two of the Sea Otter Classic. Got another fun day filled of walking around through the sea of tents, chatting with brands about cool new things they got going on. I know I've got a meeting with Orbea this morning, and then E13 and Kenda this afternoon. And all my time between then is just going to be filled seeing what's cool and what's new. And I know Spomer is planned to go meet up with old Eddie Masters and film a 17 questions this morning. So that should be fun and exciting. Look for that in the future. All right, here we go. All right, I'm over at Tannis Inserts, and I'm chatting with Vinny right now. So why don't you just run us through what you guys got new, exciting, and things people should know about in 24.
Yeah, so here at Sea Otter 2024, we're launching our new Tannis Fusion tubeless insert. It's a modular design. You now have the opportunity, every rider has the opportunity to tailor fit the insert to their discipline of riding. So we have the Fusion, which is going to be your DH discipline, and then you can pull out the inner light insert and make it, it's modular now, so it fits that enduro and XC kind of a, you know, discipline riding style. Yeah. And then the inner light one actually crosses over into your gravel XC.
Okay.
Kind of a discipline riding. And so we've kind of wanted one insert that fits them all and let the customer pick their one insert is going to do it for them, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't have to go search for a different brand here and there for a different bike that they have.
Yep.
One insert can cross over into multiple bikes. And
sweet.
Yeah, it's kind of the, it's kind of what our goal was there.
Yeah, yeah. What's the cost difference between if somebody were to buy like a single insert versus the more modular design?
So our modular design is going to run $69.99.
Okay.
Basically is the starting retail price, and it's you're what, $140 for a set, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Versus, and that's for our Fusion. That's the double,
yeah,
the double combo, yeah, setup. But if you want just the Pro, I think it is a little cheaper. I'm not, don't quote me on the price, because price is always, you know, subject to a change, I'm sure, but it's relatively cheaper and even a lighter option for the rider. So
cool.
The price point is actually pretty friendly, to be honest. So
cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
Right on, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, yeah. Pleasure.
All right, I'm over at the Ride Wrap booth with Andrew. Why don't you run us through some new exciting things you have going on?
Sure. I mean, we're stoked to be here at Sea Otter 2024. The big thing for us this year, we're launching a brand new evolution of our bike-specific film. It's called Lotus Pro. Big thing for this new film is it's actually made from recycled materials. We're pretty proud that it's the only film in the world made from 77% recycled materials. Also, big thing is the thickness of the film. It's a true 10 mil, and that's a thousandth of an inch film. It's not rounded up. That's going to mean more protection from abrasion, impact, all that good stuff. It also has embedded ceramic technologies, making cleaning and maintenance on your bike super easy. And that new Lotus Pro film is going to be available on all of our products, everything from our essential kit all the way up to our tailored protection.
Awesome.
Something else to talk about, we're teasing our new creator kits. These creator kits, we've worked closely with some of our athletes, and we've worked with some artists that we were fans of. And these are basically our version of a graphic kit. The cool thing is it's actually made from the Lotus Pro film. So not only do you get to change and customize your bike, but it allows you to add that protection. It can be used as a standalone protection kit. It covers about 40% of the frame. Or you can layer it with a tailored kit, adding almost a double thickness of film, adding extra protection. if you wanted to, then it allows you to peel off that creator kit and change it up on the fly if you wanted.
Cool.
The other cool thing about the creator kit, we have a sticker pack that comes with it. So they're like little die cut decals, and they're shaped specific to each of the designs. And that allows you to sort of customize and where you want to put the protection and or the graphics. The cool thing is those can be used as like cable protectors and so forth.
Cool.
So, yeah.
How fast can you put on a full protection kit? What's your best time?
That's a good question. I would say sub an hour for sure, but ooh. I'm by no means the best installer. I would say like our installers at each of our 5 locations around the world, which soon to be more, they're the pros.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm here with Ian from Deity. You tell me what we should talk about.
And we're live.
And we're okay. Live. Welcome back. ASMR podcast from Sea Otter.
All right.
Yeah. But you guys have a lot of cool new stuff, which is exciting because it's been, you guys do stuff maybe more one product at a time a year, but you guys got multiple coming at us.
Yeah. So, I mean, 2024, kind of 20th anniversary of Deity. So yeah, 4404 was kind of the inception of the company.
That's wild.
So, I know, it's nuts. It's insane, man. It's been a ride for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, all of this stuff has been in the works for years. Mm-hmm. You know, we weren't just launching all of this stuff because of an anniversary or anything. It just kind of happened to coincide that way. But yeah, so I mean, bunch of new stuff in the works, not just the stuff here we have at Sea Otter, but pretty stoked. The Copperhead, we have a new length coming out in that, 42 millimeters, something between that 35 and 50. So it'll be kind of that sweet spot right there. We've been testing for a long time.
Giving the people what they want.
Yeah, exactly. Always. We got something for everyone, man. Yeah, and then, these new Megatech grips, we're really stoked on these. So Super Kush grips, just been an industry favorite. It's been a fan favorite forever. And so bigger than the Super Kush, these Megatechs, these things are insane. So 36 mil outer diameter, 140 in length. So all of our other grips are 132. So these are longer, they're bigger.
How big is
performance oriented grip for people with bigger hands? Ben Cathro has been on these for, he's been riding, you know, on the Pink Bike Racing team. He's been on the World Cup with these, testing them for us and stuff. And
rad.
Yeah, we've gone through a couple iterations of them, but we landed on this thing, and we are stoked about it. It's going to do really well.
Sick. What's the outer diameter of a Super Kush for comparison?
34. Yeah, okay. So 34. So these are 36, so even bigger. It's kind of crazy to put, even comparing them side by side, it's like, dang, man, these things are a lot bigger.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right, pedals.
Pedals. Let's talk about pedals.
You can step over here if it's easier.
Let's step into my office over here. So yeah, so these guys, we'll start with the Super Villains.
Cool.
So yeah, Super Villains. Eric named these, obviously, right? So yeah, Super Villains. These are going to be, so first off, like, definitely want people to know that the T-Mac pedal isn't going anywhere. That pedal has been like a brand within a brand of its own. It does so well. That pedal is not going anywhere. We're like unifying our whole pedal line into this non-offset symmetrical pedal profile. These two new pedals are kind of, we just keep refining, you know, year after year, everything gets refined. So like with the Super Villains, you can think of it as a refined T-Mac. It's going to be, the pedal body is going to be a little bit more slim. It's going to have 2.5 mil of concave profile, just like the T-Mac. A little bit lighter than the T-Mac, but it has a little bit more elegant look to it. It's a little bit more elegant, a little bit more refined. 113 by 105 profile on the pedal body itself.
And what's a T-Mac for comparison, size-wise?
110 by 105.
Okay.
A little bit bigger.
Okay.
So, yeah, these are going to be a little bit bigger.
Cool.
Over here, the flat tracks. So both of these are going to retail for $169.99. Both of these have 14 pins per side. But the flat tracks, are, let's see here, 110 by 105.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then... true flat pedal body, it's the thinnest pedal we've ever made. flat tracks right here. So it's going to have 1 mil of concave to it. And that just comes from the pin profile. So the pins along the center line here are 1 mil shorter.
Cool.
So, you know, it's like, it's, we're trying, we try to make, you know, we try to make something for everyone, obviously. And so like with something like the Supervillain or the T-Mac, a lot of people can, that feeling when you put your foot on a concave pedal that's like pretty aggressive, it can be like an intimidating feeling for some people. So like we try to have, you know, something like the flat track is really great. It's going to be grippy as hell, but you'll be able to move your foot around a little easier on it as opposed to something like the T-Mac or the Supervillain. So yeah, that's going to be...
Which model the people know right now is this similar to?
So yeah, similar. So the Blade Runner.
Okay.
So which is an offset pedal. So this one's kind of going in, kind of pushing out the Blade Runner, and it's going to be its own new thing. So yeah, I mean, our whole pedal line, we're kind of moving towards that this non-offset symmetrical design.
Sweet.
So yeah.
Exciting. A bunch of new stuff for all the DD fans out there.
A bunch of new stuff. Stay tuned. Available in June.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
And the crowd goes wild.
And they go wild.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm over here at Feedback Sports with Zach, and he's going to run us through some cool 20-year anniversary things they have going on.
Thank you. Yeah. So it's the 20th anniversary of Feedback Sports. It was actually Sea Otter 2004 was when Doug and Lisa Hudson, the founders and current owners, first were going around showing the Alpine Digital Scale. That's the first product they ever made. And it's still in the line. You know, it's on exhibit right now and it's unchanged except for the color.
Dad, you see something?
So that's pretty neat. And obviously the company's grown and changed and all that through time, but we are still based in Golden, Colorado. We're still family owned and operated. We're a team of 12 people. Our location is close by some of the best mountain road and gravel biking in the country. At least we like to say that, you know, right?
That's accurate.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, we count Yeti, Spot, Common Sol as our neighbors in the same little area that we're at. Mm-hmm. So it's really at the heart of the bike community. And yeah, we feel lucky to have been supported by our fans and pro mechanics and whatnot through 20 years. Mm-hmm. So we made a limited edition pro mechanic repair stand with gold anodized main tubes, platinum anodized lower tubes, a gold badge, a gold anodized release button, and we're down to the last 20 or 30 available in the US. So
cool.
If you want one, get it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be another day at Sea Otter if I didn't chat with you, Dak. But after your panic before practice and qualifying for slalom yesterday, you qualified what, sixth?
Yeah, like after I slid on my ass twice before qualies.
But didn't everybody?
I don't know, but I did it 2 runs in a row and that shit hurt. Like, not literally, like, yes, it physically hurt my ass from sliding on it, but like it hurt my pride a little bit. I was like, the thing with crashing in slalom is everybody sees it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no going back from that, you know? So, yeah, that was a little bit of a bummer. But put it together, a couple conservative runs. Put myself in sixth. Got to race Nicky Nesterov in the round of 16. That's kind of that'll be a tough bracket. And then it's going to be the party we'll be on from there.
Set. Who do you think's strongest competition? Like, Mitch seems like an obvious one, but any sleepers? Anybody you're like worried to go against?
I don't know who I'm racing, just Nick, because he told me. That Shreddy Reynolds kid is ripping.
Okay.
He was super impressive yesterday.
Blinky was hauling.
Blinky was on the gas. There's a lot of fast dudes, you know, and Kyle had looks like he has his bike working really good for the conditions, so it's hard to say, man. I'm just going to try to, like, make the changes to the setup and come back and hope to be a gamer. Try not to drill the gate in the first round and, get on with it. The big thing was the gate, man. My first quality, I just absolutely annihilated the gate, lost my drive. Eddie had two bike lengths out on me in the first qualifying. I reeled him back in a little bit, but it's just so easy to go down. So try to keep it on two wheels. Try to really look at the track and pick some smart lines and figure out where the bumps are and try to avoid them and then haul ass.
Sick. I'm stoked to watch you race.
Thanks, boys.
All right, I'm on the move with Joey from Ari Bikes, formerly Fazari. How long are you guys going to keep saying formerly Fazari? When do you just commit to saying Ari forever?
I don't know, man. I'm ready to just move on, but we still get a lot of people that are like, oh.
Confused.
I didn't hear about this. So until then, until we stop hearing right. that, I guess we're rolling with formerly Fazari.
I like that. Well, if you don't know, Fazari, it's got down to Ari now. Now and forever. Or until you guys change it again at some point. You're going to go to just A at some point?
We're
going
to go to Re.
Re, there we go. Yeah. There we go. Well, we're on the move from your guys' booth to SRAM, but is there anything new and exciting you want to highlight with what you guys have going on lately? We just got done, you know, reviewing the Nebo Peak, which was really exciting. So,
yeah, we have a lot of new stuff to talk about for sure. We have 8 all new bike launches this year, the Nebo being one of those. So we're out showing a lot of things right now, which is really cool. But specifically to Sea Otter, we custom built some slalom bikes for Kyle and Rachel Strait and Nick Nesteroff too. So that's been a super fun project to work on. The bikes look great too. They're all raw alloy, like full prototype. So
yeah,
who doesn't like sick slalom bikes, you know?
I know. I think I need to grab it and do some photos with it actually, because it is pretty sleek looking.
Yeah, it's super rad. And you know, Kyle was a big part of you know, all the geo numbers behind it and everything, and so you know, it's just cool to work with racers and figure out what they need and make it happen and get them stoked, and everybody gets stoked.
Is there a plan to actually make that for consumers and release it at some point?
I don't think so. I mean, unless people
want
are it. Asking for it and you know, maybe we'll do something then, but for now it's just kind of a test and something, you know, something for those guys to race. So
yeah. What about the downhill bike that we've been seeing being raced? What's the timeline on consumers getting the chance to ride that?
Yeah. So we have the downhill bike on pre-order right now, actually. You can kind of see it on our website. We're planning on, releasing that, in about June-ish timeframe. So that'll be really cool. A lot of people will be able to get their hands on it at that point. So,
sick. Oh, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. I think we've covered maybe 0.2 miles on this journey through all the tents. So hopefully the audio sounds okay.
Yeah. And that's probably the farthest we'll get without being interrupted all weekend.
Yeah. That's the key. I just got to carry my phone and then people won't try to talk to us.
Yeah. Walk and talk.
Yeah. Perfect. Thanks, Joey.
Yes. Yeah.
James over at Hunt Wheels and Privateer Bikes. We're under the umbrella of the Rider firm. Got a couple new wheels that we're starting to, we're not really showing the public, but we're just kind of sneak peeking for the journos out there. One of them being the Hunt Proven with the XC rim, carbon rim with the Dynamo hub. So obviously kind of geared towards those big bike packing days or weeks on the trail, you know. Ability to charge all the gear. We are somewhat of a leader in the Dynamo Hub, or working with the Dynamo Hub competition. Manufacturers of it, with regards to like some of our gravel wheels. So now we're moving more into the mountain bike side, providing the Proven XC 29 inch rim as well, like I said, carbon. So that's one of the things we're kind of sneak peeking out here at Sea Otter. The other one is that we're a partner with Classified, and this is that two gear system.
Okay.
So they just launched this hub. The hub is ours and the internals is theirs, obviously. And so they launched the enduro version of this yesterday. And so we worked with them on the cross country one previously. Last year we had it on display, but this year now we've got the Classified hub, enduro, and then this is also the prototype of the Hunt Proven race enduro rim, again carbon. So over here at Hunt, the Proven range is all carbon. Okay. XC and enduro. And so we're super stoked on to get to test this hoop out, and then also the classified hub system, two gears. So yeah, those are the two big things. We've also got our Privateer 161 and 141 on display here. We launched those maybe a month ago at the most, and we're super stoked to get those out to the people in the US. It was developed in Squamish, BC, and in the south of England as well. So really rainy conditions, a lot of junk out there. And the whole idea is that these bikes are just going to withstand all those conditions, getting washed every day. The bearings are going to last year and a half for sure. Big old bearings, Enduramax bearings.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think of a couple of the other parts and pieces that we could throw in on the Enduro. Privateer 141 and 161. But yeah, we're just stoked to be out here and show off some of our stuff. And then we can like get you talking with Ferg, our
for sure
EWS or EDL rider.
Do you guys have a timeline on the new wheels, on when those might be something people could look forward to?
We're looking probably about the end of the summer. About the end of the summer we'll be launching them in the US.
Cool. Right on.
Sick.
Where's Ferg at? Where'd he go?
He's doing another voice report.
Is he really? That's funny.
He just got picked up.
That's super funny.
Do you want to jump in and do some talking?
I was going to say, do you want to touch on, you just want to touch on Privateer coming into the US and for people that maybe haven't even heard of the brand, because it is still just a few years old.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess Privateer coming to the US, we've obviously got Privateer riders already here, people who have bought bikes from us on our US Privateer website, but those riders were being served from the UK. So they always were supported, but now we want to focus on making sure that they've got the support, like if there is any warranty issue or customer service or whatever, like all that is here in Colorado now. So distribution and tech and all of it. And then product development, I guess, is the other piece to that. Like we're making sure that there's influence from the US riding scene that is going into the development of these bikes sort of moving forward. So that's really a really exciting piece as well, since much of our product team has been based out of BC and yep. and the UK so far. So outside of that, we've essentially got three models that we're introducing this year. We've got a DJ that we've got in stock right now, and we've got a 141, which is a 140 rear travel, 150 front travel, and then a 161 bike a 161 bike that's got 160 mil rear and a 170 mil fork. These bikes are... the name Privateer, I suppose, speaks to the fact that these bikes are meant for somebody who isn't on, a sponsored sort of factory team, right? Like, they're made for showing up at the weekend of an enduro race, or maybe you just ride hard and you want something that's durable and serviceable. That's what these bikes are meant for. They're hard-hitting, very progressive geometry, very progressive kinematics, and I guess the evolution of these bikes from our Gen 1 bikes to the Gen 2 sort of speaks to the fact that we're moving in the right direction and following the trends and listening to what riders need. So these are a bit more playful than the Gen 1 bikes were. The kinematics obviously contribute in a massive way to that. The geometry has been slightly tweaked as well. We're just really excited that... we get to play with Privateer here in America now. So
sweet. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Go check them out.
Yeah.
All right. It's the end of the day. I finally wrangled in Braden Bringhurst. After shooting photos of your bike hours ago, let's talk about your custom painted bike. What's going on with it?
Dude. Completely blown away with what Canyon did for me. I guess, Canyon wanted to do something special for me, so my wife sent over a bunch of pictures of my children's doodles that they do at the dinner table or whatever, and then Christian and Sina over at Canyon painted this thing, and they did like one massive wrap of a little bunny, and then the back end of it is just like a bunch of different little doodles, and it's super fun. There's like spaceships to ice cream cones to bees to flowers to wiener dogs to cats taking the dump to rainbows. And but like, it's just wild.
Yeah.
So it's probably, actually it's not probably, it's definitely my most special bike. And it like means a lot. You know, I've been with Canyon for like 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
And you know, I see all the fancy custom bikes they do for a lot of athletes, and that's really cool, but I've never really cared. Like, I don't need a super fancy paint job, but this one, holy cow, man. Like, they took my kid's art, put it on this bike. Good. Now I get to race and ride it. And yeah, it's incredibly special.
Yeah. Well, it is well deserved. So
I don't know, man.
I think it is.
I appreciate that.
What, this is your slalom rig for the weekend.
Yeah.
Is there anything unique with your setup you're doing to kind of match the unique track that's, that you guys got to race?
You know, I'm like pretty big, big believer in riding what I'm most comfortable on, and it's the Spectral, it's the new Spectral that come out, and that's my trail bike too. So the only thing I really modded was I have the fork down to 140, but then I put a 10 mil riser on the crown, so it's still same geo, but really progressive. And actually with this track being so raw and loose and technical, I pretty much am running trail pressures, so I'm back to the, you know, 25-30% sags. Pressures in the tires are right where I'm at, 31, 29, 28 in the front maybe. And I've been 27.5, and I'm gonna go ahead and swap out the front and make it a mullet, because this course is so trail bike. There's like 5 rollers in the beginning and the rest is just raw. So I'm pushing through like flats, and my front wheel's wanting to push because I'm the bike's a little like stink bugged a little, and in a pump track crankworks type like bowl turn down like slalom track, it would be sick. But here I need everything, so I'm gonna go mullet because that's what I run at home, and that's what I feel so dialed on. And there's only 2 proper berms here. Yeah. And the 2 at the end are like you have to hit high, cut low, because you're jumping out of them. Yeah. So those aren't even normal full compression bowl turn like berms. So that's what I'm gonna do. And then this thing should be dialed. I mean, dude, it's a special one for sure.
How the goal's always to win when you're doing races, but what's your hope for tomorrow? I know you've been training more for slalom racing, so.
Yeah, dude, I'm having fun with it. Like, you know, I've competed a lot in my life, and there's been times that I won, but I was so anxious-driven that I didn't even enjoy winning. And then I would lose, and I for sure wouldn't enjoy it. So it was kind of like a double loss.
Yeah.
And I kind of pushed competition away a lot, and, like, I love riding so much that I wanted to be really careful with bringing that competition into my ride, because I love riding. It's
not
for me,
taint it too much.
It's for me, like, and I guess I want to learn how to compete, be happy with my competitors, for my competitors, and just do the best that I can and just enjoy it, you know. So that's kind of my approach.
Well, then no matter how it goes, you'll be stoked.
I'm stoked. Dude, yes, for sure.
I can't wait to watch it. Yeah, it'll be good.
Thank you.
Alrighty, it's 5:45 in the afternoon. Did not get as much recording done as I thought I might today. I ended up, my meeting with Parker from Orbea was mostly about new things to come for them later this year, which is cool and exciting. And then my meeting with Dennis from U13 went exactly the same way. They have some new and cool stuff coming later this year. And then I followed up with a nice meeting with Kenda that went more the same way. So that is sort of the nature of this event, is a lot of meetings with brands about new, cool, and exciting things that are still under embargo. But I think if that tells you anything, is that the industry's in a pretty cool spot where a lot of brands are still continuing to progress and evolve their products to try to offer all of us cool shit to ride. I am finally leaving the venue, and my good buddy, Luca Cometti, who rides for Canyon, I had an interview with him yesterday about his 10x2 video series he's doing this year, and he has a premiere at the Captain and Stoker coffee shop in town, so I'm going to run to that tonight, may get a few more interviews. Otherwise, you'll hear an outro in just a second for me at probably 12 o'clock tonight after I'm done editing all this audio. Welp, it is almost midnight, and this concludes Friday, second day, 2024 Sea Otter Classic. Did not get to record quite as many conversations as I had hoped to. I had a lot of cool conversations with people about things that are exciting to come. So, if nothing else, that at least gives you something to look forward to in the months to come. Now I'm off to edit some photos from slalom practice to put up a gallery of bike photos of what people are racing. And just like Thursday, I know Johan has a bunch of cool galleries up with photos of new and exciting things that he's seen throughout the show. Spomer got another YouTube video up, and then Johnny is handling Instagram and social for us. So keep checking the site and our different channels for everything new and exciting from Sea Otter. And I'll see you guys again tomorrow for Saturday. Big day, the main day of the event. Going to be pretty interesting to see who takes the crown for men and women for slalom. See you then.